Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
What way are we to follow? If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8:34. When Jesus spoke to his own about the demands of discipleship, the words were strong and foreboding. Deny, take up your cross, follow. Those are the words of Jesus. Pamper yourself, indulge, grab the gusto. Those are the words of the world. Augustine reminds all Christians that servanthood involves both a privilege and a price. Walk with Augustine, a theologian and leader of the early church, born 354 AD. It is good to follow Christ, but we must see by what way we are to follow. For when the Lord spoke the words of Mark 8, he had not already risen from the dead. He had not yet suffered, not yet come to the cross, not yet felt the dishonoring, the outrages, the scourging, the thorns, the wounds, the mockeries, the insults, the death. Rough may be the way, but follow on. Where Christ has gone is worn smooth. Who would not wish to be exalted? Honor is pleasing to all, but humility is the path to it. The two disciples disliked taking this step of humility. They saw exaltation, one at the right hand and the other at the left. They did not see the cross. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 8, verse 14 through chapter 9, verse 1.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village." Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. Mark 9. And he said to them, Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power.
Christ's invitation to discipleship is an invitation to die. Die to self, to the world, to personal ambition. It is a call to follow Jesus in his life, in his death, in his resurrection. It is a reminder that exaltation and elevation in God's sight are the byproducts of humility. Small wonder there is so seldom a crowd gathered at the cross, for few are willing to pay the price that discipleship demands, but it's a price well worth paying, for a life of discipleship is the most fulfilling life of all. Will you pay the price?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.